Authorities in Papua New Guinea have confirmed the COVID-19 outbreak has spread from the capital to the country's second biggest city, Lae, bringing the total number of cases confirmed in the country to 63. Meanwhile, they've also confirmed a second death of a patient who tested positive for coronavirus in Port Moresby. Now, the Morobe Provincial Health Authority says a 37-year-old man flew into Lae from the capital on Sunday to attend a workshop before showing symptoms. He is said to have mild case and other workshop participants have been put in isolation. Here's Dr. Paisan Dagulala, the deputy controller of PNG's National Control Centre, announcing it yesterday in a press briefing.
We have our first positive case in Lae on Gene Expert and is now in isolation. That's as we speak. So more information will follow, but just to know that we have now our first case in Lae. So be clear that the message about being vigilant and, you know, being very responsive to all measures is very, very important for us to all take into account.
Meanwhile, a team of Australian health workers will travel to PNG next week to help local medics. It comes as the country's largest hospital launches an appeal for public donations of items such as face masks, hand sanitizer, bedding and even vehicles. The hospital's CEO says the items are needed for a new temporary hospital they're setting up in the capital to deal with the growing cases, but also to make sure patients with other medical issues still get essential treatment. As our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports, the government has repeatedly warned it doesn't have the health staff or the beds to handle a wide-scale outbreak.
63 COVID-19 cases doesn't sound like all that many. But in Papua New Guinea, where the health system already struggles to meet demand, 63 cases is a serious concern. Dr. Parky Malumi is the CEO of the country's biggest hospital, Port Moresby General.
If this goes out of control, then it's going to flood our hospitals and clinics. And we don't have the capacity to take care of so many people coming with disease at the same time. And I think that is a very big fear.
The majority of the coronavirus cases are in Port Moresby, and a call has gone out for international emergency medical teams to travel to PNG to help. Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Alex Hawke, says Australia is answering that call. Between 4 and 8 people will travel as part of an AusMAT, or Australian Medical Assistance Team.
Yeah, we send initially medical specialists who are trained in this kind of role, in dealing with health emergencies, health systems, when they come into a crisis like the COVID pandemic. Also, people are trained in health management, so into the health system of PNG, and crisis management as well.
What capacity do we have to increase the size of the team if the outbreak in Port Moresby gets worse?
Well, the AusMAT team is there to go in and identify those issues and build scalability. And in other crises, we've sent them to, for example, the measles in Samoa. We're able then to upscale as the crisis develops or send in more doctors or other experts that are needed.
And that may well be needed. Around 10,000 tests have been done in PNG, but that's set to increase. The Prime Minister, James Morape, has warned modelling suggests there could already be more coronavirus in the country than the official numbers suggest.
The high probability that in Port Moresby alone, the possibility of more than 5,000 to 10,000 people who already have COVID-19.
Mr. Morape says there are 2 suspected COVID-19 deaths. Port Moresby has gone into a 14-day shutdown while authorities try to get a handle on the outbreak. Australia has already provided $100 million from the existing aid budget for quick financial relief, but there could be more help to come.
Well, as this crisis develops, we're certainly considering more measures, and we have requests from Pacific Island governments. They come in regularly. We work with those governments, and certainly we are considering measures around how to develop a travel bubble, how to have access, which is very important for Pacific Island countries, to our labour market during this crisis, and those discussions are ongoing.
Back in Port Moresby, another temporary hospital is being set up in the city's aquatic centre. Dr. Parky Malumi is looking forward to welcoming health workers from Australia and says his own team is also ready.
We are learning things and improving as we are going. So to stay together as a team, and we face this challenge together.
Dr. Paki Malumi is the CEO of PNG's biggest hospital, Port Moresby General, and many frontline health workers are feeling anxious about the situation, as many everyday people in PNG and across the world are too. Later on in the program, we'll have more on that, as well as the best ways you can manage your stress and COVID anxiety.